always seem to go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Oh boy, it's Wayne Cabot as we say goodbye. This is it. We're just minutes away. And I want to take these last few minutes to be quiet, which is something Paul Murnane has wished for a very long time. Paul, you will get your wish for the next few minutes as I play the sounds of WCBS through the years. You ready? 1960s, the headline sound. CBS Network Alert. 1970s, the chopper. 9 stories. WCBS Bulletin. WCBS Special. News 88 Business. News 88 Update. Ah, here's everyone's favorite. We never should have stopped playing these. We should have kept paying Steve Carman as much as he wanted. Everyone remembers and loves. News is from the guy who composed so many great themes. We'll start with the real big one. Yeah, he was the guy behind I Love New York. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Sooner or later, you'll own Generals. Trust the Midas touch. And have you ever heard the jingle, Nationwide is on your side? And here's what my friend, Steve Carman, did for us. 1979.
News is
WCBS New York.
Sports is
WCBS New York.
Where it's at and where it's gonna be is
WCBS New York.
No matter where the news is made, we're here to tell it best.
WCBS New York.
News, day and night, around the clock, it's your news. You get it all when you set your dial to All News 88.
WCBS New York.
WCBS New York.
1989. This one didn't last very long. Headlines. Traffic. WCBS News Time 3:15, time for News 88 Sports, and the big sports story today involves Kevin McReynolds, who has extended his lease at Shea Stadium in a very big way. Howard Cannon has more about that.
It was supposed to be Kevin McReynolds' day, a three-year contract.
Now the 90s, more than just the headlines. Traffic. The headlines approaching CBS News on the hour.
WCBS News 88,
more than just the headlines. WCBS News Radio 88.
CBS News,
I'm Mike Pulsifer. More
than just the headlines. WCBS.
The 2000s.
News, traffic, and weather for New Jersey and Connecticut. We are News Radio, WCBS 880.
Big theme music at the top of the hour. 2000s. This just in. Network rejoin.
Live from the CBS Hudson Square Broadcast Center in Manhattan, we are News Radio, WCBS HD and WCBS FM HD2, New York.
Traffic time.
Just in to the WCBS newsroom.
Now, CBS Top of the Hour, 60s to today.
This program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
The Chirp. CBS Radio Special Report. CBS Radio Sports.
This is Wynn Elliott for CBS Radio Sports Central USA. Every referee signal on a playing field has a special meaning, and now on CBS Radio, we've got a new set of signals that means great listening on this station. Our sports signature sounds like this. It means My Sports Central USA.
This is Douglas Edwards. CBS News on the Hour is the sound of news in the making, and this sound introduces our comprehensive news coverage. Distinctively CBS Radio, signaling CBS News. Listen for the signature. And you'll be listening to CBS News on CBS Radio, where what you want to know comes first.
Good morning. This is Steve Porter welcoming you to WCBS News Radio 88.
Good morning, this is Charles Osgood, News Radio 88.
Tune to the best news source around, WCBS News Radio 88. Local and regional developments coming right up. This is Bill Fahan. It's 5 minutes past 4 o'clock.
34 degrees, the winds east-southeast at 10 to 18 miles per hour.
You know him, don't you? That's Bob Harris.
Do you know me? Many people in the West Village.
News 88 WCBS in New York, 27th of November, a Monday, 36 degrees, 5:30.
The news on us, headlines. A lot of snow on us today, season's first snarled traffic.
Four tones will follow. The final loudest one marks the exact time.
We've been marking time for a lifetime, and now it's over.
It's midnight.
The power of that amazing signal there, 50,000 watts pulsating out, will continue as these names go away. We take these last minutes to celebrate our relationship, yours and mine, and Paul's, and Bridget's, and Michael, and Steve, and Tanya, and Levon, and on, to Pat's, Parson, Farnack, Carol, Jeff Kaplan, Deborah Rodriguez, Gary Moore, Ben Farnsworth, Jim Donnelly, Lou Adler, Charles Osgood, Steve Porter, Harvey Hobman, Rita Sands, Tom Franklin, Bill Fahan, Bob Glenn, John Wydra, Palmer Payne, Alan Shaw, Ralph Howard, Greg Baker, Bob Gibson, Jack Welby, Hardy Carnes, Therese Crowley, Vicki Allen, John Metaxas, Jim Taylor, John Miller, John Lesher, Joe Avalar, Anita Bonita, Kathy Carpin, B.J. Fennell, I remember you, B.J., Mitch Levy, nicest guy in the world, Mike Sugarman, Janice Wright, Steve Knight, Karen Regal, Mary Alice Williams, Ed Crane, Maria Garcia, Cameron Swayze, Bud Mishkin, Suzanne Colucci, Ashok Bala, Bill Whitney, Dick Reeves, Rich Lamb, Peter Haskell, Marla Diamond, Sean Adams, Fran Schneido, Alex Silverman, Ellen Mitchell, Sophia Hall, Mac Rosenberg, Mike Zirinex, Bob Vosberg, Jeff Grant, Lisa Fantino, Frank Cipolla, Doug Spiro, Darlene Pamalas, Linda Zoman, Steve Malave, Mike Smeltz, Sean Colfard, a.k.a. Michael Cole, Catherine Chaffee, Bob Brown, Eric Scott, Gordon Deal, Kelly Waldron, Jim Ascendio, Jerry Nachman, Jane Tillman Irving, Mary Gay Taylor, Fred Fishkin, Walt Wielder, Ed Bradley, Tim Scheld, and the renowned reporters for whom awards are named and still handed out. Art Athens, Steve Flanders, Edward R. Murrow, Lou Timelot, Tom Salott, Terry Raskin, Joe Nolan, Chris Majette, Jim Feldman, Andre Farrow, Tom O'Hanlon, Russ Meyer, Lori Jordan, Lou Adams, Debbie Mazzella, Neil Bush, Tom Kaminsky, Dr. Just Plain Bob Harris, Norm MacDonald, Bill Corbell, Gordon Barnes, Todd Glickman, Craig Allen, Brad Heller, Jared Max, Gordon Damer, Kevin Burkhart, Kevin Connors, Bill Daughtry, Bill Schweitzer, Rich Ackerman, Howie Carpen, Tommy Tide, Todd Ant, Gary Stanley, Howard Cannon, Spencer Ross, Barry Landers, Howie Rose, Len Berman, Pat Summerall, Ed Ingalls, Gordon Williams, Ray Hoffman, Dean Shepard, Ken Pruitt, Joe Connolly, the CBS Radio Network, and its legions of correspondents, reporters, anchors, and commentators. Harry Reasoner, Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite. The Osgood File. Now, what I did there was probably a huge mistake, because these are the people just off the top of my head. If I forgot you, I didn't forget you. This is all just happening so fast. But a special nod to one man who was a producer, a writer, reporter, and anchor over the years, and who had, and has, CBS in his blood, who maintains the most thorough and loving website of WCBS News Radio, and that's a man I'm proud to call my friend, Don Swaim. And thanks to all of his contributors, most notably John Landers, on the WCBS News Radio 88 Appreciation site. Go to it. It's amazing. Now, if we had hours, not just minutes left, we would name all the people you've never heard on the air, except in the credits, supporting those of us on the air and supporting journalism. The legions of people behind the scenes writing, producing, engineering are an innumerable and invaluable part of our history. Wicked smart people showing up at all hours, weekends, Thanksgiving, Christmas, so that whenever you turned on 880, you were closer to your world. The WCBS passion and pride spilled into a sales force that revered these call letters and the CBS legacy every bit as much as you and I do. Advocates for our craft, who showed advertisers how we, the audience, are smart, discerning, engaging, and caring. Caring. We have given our advertising dollars and our charitable dollars through so many hungerthons, for example. You held us to a high standard and let us know when we didn't hit the mark. All of us here knew that our audience is engaged and smart, and we knew to treat our audience with the respect that a well-informed, well-educated news consumer deserves. That's right, deserves. Our news desert is getting bigger and drier. And just like we should get a second medical opinion, we need to seek out more and more varied news sources that we trust, because getting your information without the bias and brainwashing in one place has given way to a fight to stay informed. With each closing newspaper, radio newsroom, TV newsroom, magazine, and now even digital news operations, the country we love is diminished. So as we leave the news ecosystem after 57 years of all news and 100 years of service on New York radio, we implore you to find that next trusted source. Use it, support it, in word and deed. It is the most patriotic thing you can do, and the most satisfying. To paraphrase a CBS News legend, good night and good luck. You will ask, why does this radio station mean so much? Why is the reaction the way it is? And I really can't speak for others. I can speak for myself. My parents split when I was 11. We split Christmas, and when I was at Dad's house, he gave me a clock. And this one had a beam at the top that shined the time onto the ceiling. I wanted to make sure it was set correctly, so I went to the station I heard in the back of the car, WCBS, to make sure the time was exactly right. And I listened and listened, and before long, I became hooked as a 12, 13-year-old. When I was 14, my dad drove me to the radio station in New York City during morning rush hour traffic, and he introduced me to the place I'm now signing off in 2024. Ray Martell, here's your last request. Chris Olivero, Ben Meverick, Ivan Lee, our bosses pushed for and got the authority to let us have our goodbyes, to have a last show. That's something very rare. I thank them for that. And I thank my dad for driving me into New York City in 1978. Parents, you never know what impact these random acts of love and attention may have on your children. I'm Wayne Cabot, and for the final time, this is WCBS. New York.
WHSQ and WCBS FM HD2, New York.
Puts their lead over the Braves in the NL East to 6 after Atlanta's loss to Washington. The Orioles and Astros played in Sunday Night Baseball. Houston salvaged a split of the 4-game series in Baltimore, winning by a count of 6-3. The Orioles now game and a half back of the Yankees. That's because Aaron Judge hit his 50th and 51st home runs of the year as the Yankees rolled past the Rockies 10-3. The Diamondbacks have now won 6 in a row. They finished off a sweep of the White Sox with a 7-5 victory. Arizona sits atop the wild card race but remains 3 back of the first place Dodgers in the NL West. LA beat Tampa 3-1. Lake Mariner of Florida is the Little League World Series champion. They do in dramatic fashion, falling behind but coming back to win 2-1 in 8 innings.
Hey, it's Michelle Smallman, and coming up Monday, college football is underway, and I'm going to tell you who the biggest threat is to Ohio State and Georgia. It's Unsportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.